Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dear listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. You are listening to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we discuss problems, questions, and issues parents have regarding the Islamic upbringing of their offspring. The answers are based upon the noble Quran and the narrations of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam and his holy progeny. We have in this studio our guest speaker, Sister Radhia Batul Najafi. Salamun alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Today in this program, inshallah, we will talk about some very useful tips and guidelines that how we can strengthen, instill the love of religion and the love of goodness in our teenagers' hearts. As
beautiful.
We have talked, that indirect instilling everything is most important.
Absolutely.
For our teenagers.
Yeah, that topic was really good. Yeah. That our approach towards our teenagers should be, most of the time, it should be with so much respect and indirectly. Because indirectly, automatically, you're giving respect to them. Yeah. And I remember this amazing hadith, which I never read before, in which our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, "Awsi'u lishabab fil majlis." Whenever you are having any gathering, yeah, if a teenager comes, you should give, you know, space and place to that teenager. Mostly we just focus on our elderly people, our parents, or anyone comes, we move and, you know, we give a space. But look at this hadith says that whenever you see any teenagers are, you know, they are coming. And unfortunately, Mr. Masumi, I, you know, because of tabligh and preaching, when I travel to so many cities and countries and different cultures, unfortunately, I'm there as a scholar, yeah? So the family is there and they're introducing me that, you know, she's my mother, she's my uncle, or she's my aunt. And the boys and girls, teenagers are just moving here and there, and they never introduce me in many, many, many times. And my eyes are mostly towards them, and I ask them, who is she? And when they told me that she's my daughter, I said, no, you have to introduce her first. You have
she
to tell
is very
her.
Important
yeah,
in our gatherings,
you have to tell her, sit next to me. You know, because I'm their guest. I said, you have to give importance to her. But usually, unfortunately, we are just neglecting them. You know, because of our negligence towards them, we will see so many negative impact in them because of our behavior. Yeah.
Likewise, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would behave with the teenagers. You know, that's why we can see so many teenagers, they entered Islam because just this respect of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Yeah. I remember the enemies of Islam, they would say, there's a person, yeah, his name is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He sits in Masjid al-Haram, and the youth and teens of that city is just around him. That was the introduction of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Thank you so much. Dear listeners, we will take a short break. Please don't go away.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, honor your children and teach them good manners.
Welcome back. So we were talking the beautiful quality of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, paying respect and giving respect to the teenagers. You know, the teenagers and the children who were deeply deprived and neglected people in that society.
Absolutely,
the society
I totally agree with you. Yeah,
ignorance.
Yeah, even nowadays, you know, that
unfortunately.
Unfortunately, therefore, we are just losing them, and especially when it comes to religion, we don't consider them, you know, as a member of society or a family or a center. So we don't take mostly their advices, because we as an adult, we always think that we are the one, you know, we are more practicing in religion compared to them. But it's not like that. You know, their heart is more purer than us. And I say many times to parents that we are not that much beloved to Allah compared to them. Because if we do any mistake, as an adult, straight away Allah will, you know, punish us, because Allah has given us big opportunities of experiences, because we live for 30, 40 years. But what about teens? If they do any mistake, Allah will give them some more opportunities, and Allah will not take that much seriously compared to us. So, but we, that is the Allah's dealing. Allah's dealing is so beautiful. You know, Allah is so merciful towards them. But we are so harsh sometimes, you know, and our behavior tells that we are taking very, very strictly towards them when it comes to religion. Yeah, unfortunately.
And especially when it comes to the religion,
because
their normal day-to-day life, maybe they take their kids to marriage ceremonies or different their ceremonies, and they pay attention to their children. But when it comes to religion, religious activities, unfortunately, they neglect.
Exactly.
And what we can do, you said, by respecting, if we give a lot of respect, then they can have this the love of religion in their hearts. The other way I just want to mention with you and with our dear listeners, that if we give them different ideals, we give them the role models of the religious personalities, then it can give them a big chance to study the Islamic rulings and to follow the, you know, Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam.
That is
and
beautiful,
Islam.
Role model, it makes very difficult task easy, because so easy to follow someone who's acting in front of you. You know, you can watch, you can observe that person, and you can see that person is so successful, and you just love to follow the steps. You know, that's it. So that is amazing. That is something doable.
That's why so many people, you know, especially in the Western countries, whenever any alim visits them, they are very keen to visit that alim with their children, fortunately.
Because
they know this alim is a good role model for them. You know, the respect this alim gets, the, you know, attention this alim gets. And if a child, a teenager sees this in front of his eyes, then this can have a very, very good
impact. I'll tell you one thing about myself. You know, my mother, she is still now, alhamdulillah, she's a big fan of scholars, especially the turban. That is the beautiful gift of our Prophet, you know, his beautiful
the holy dress which ulama
wear. Exactly.
Wear.
I call it, it's like a crown. So my mother, she used to show me that, look, Razia. I remember what she used to tell me, Razia, look, many people came and people are giving respect to them, but look at the alim, the
Sorry
scholar.
Sorry to disturb you, inshallah, you'll continue.
Okay.
Dear listeners, we will have a short break.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. So please continue your...
Yeah, I'm just giving a small example, but which is just still there in my mind, that my mother used to show me that, look at that scholar. The moment he entered the gathering, everyone stood up, you know, and then she would say, wow, you know, this scholar, maybe, inshallah, if he's a practicing one, good one, sincere one, he is the... truly representative of our Prophet and A'imma alayhimus salam. And that kind of small doses and examples and role models which she used to give me, yeah, makes me a bit, inshallah, nearer to Allah and religion. So I truly agree with this point that we have to give some very beautiful examples and role models to our teenagers. And you have given this beautiful example that, you know, we shouldn't look for the big heroes that you say, we don't have any hero, you know. No, even the resident alim and scholar, even during the month of Ramadan and during the month of Muharram, whenever you get any nice speaker who visits your city, your country, you know, you have to rush towards them. And that's enough. You shouldn't look for some very extraordinary role models. Yeah, that is not practicing.
We do not have, you know, very perfect Ahlul Bayt and Imam Masumin alayhim salam. But all the scholars, they do their best. They try their best to follow the footsteps of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. So they can be very good role models.
You know, we all love to follow. Yeah.
And teenagers, yeah. They're more.
They're more. Yeah. That is a peak season of following. Yeah, that station, that period is something out of this world compared to other periods of our life. Yeah, no
That's
doubt.
That's why they want to copy and follow, you know, their role models, hairstyle.
Exactly.
Outlooking their appearance, their, you know, clothing.
Even language, accents, you know, all kind of new trend and fashions easily. And they follow very beautifully, you know, that is something. So we have to take this good quality for our religious purpose, you know, for spirituality, for instilling that love of Allah and Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam.
Indirectly.
Yeah,
because
that is a good
directly
point.
If we say come and follow this role model, then it does not
indirectly impact on them. Indirectly, good point.
These worldly role models also, they do not say come and follow me, you know, they show the way, they show their attractiveness, their attraction to our teenagers.
Exactly.
Then our teenagers follow them. Dear listeners, thank you so much for joining us and listening to this beautiful discussion. If you have any kind of comments or suggestion, please write us at englishradio@irib.ir. And you can follow us on our social media at Call of Islam Radio. And if you have time, you can visit our website also, www.parstoday.com. Thank you very much for being with us. Until next episode, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way. Islam solves all of our problems. Allah leaves no stone unturned. Perfect will.